Time to talk some sport with our armchair expert, Tom Fury. Oh, and there is a lot to talk about. How you doing, mate?
Pretty good, Bear. Very excited from the weekend and with a few big things coming up.
Indeed, there's a lot happening locally. We'll start with who's happy, though.
Look, we'll go with the NRL. It is the end of the season, and certainly after a week of big blowouts, it was a week of big contacts, shall we say, over the weekend, with the Roosters and the Bunnies going head-to-head in the coming game this week.
How did Nelson Asofa-Solomona and Jared Waria-Hargreaves avoid suspension? How are they still playing?
Well, look, I think often people are quick to have a go at the Storm for a variety of reasons. I'm not one of those people. I think the use of an elbow into Waria-Hargreaves' throat is acceptable form of contact.
Don't do that at home, kids. Right, yeah.
All I reckon, Waria gave him a little bit of the old facial. It wasn't a gouge or anything. He gave him the good old, back to the good old days, which I'm sure Blocker H would talk about, where you always put your hand on the guy's face when you got up off the ground.
Yep, yep.
But I thought there was a definite use of an elbow to try and take out Waria Hargreaves' throat.
There was. See, the answer to my question was because they were doing it to each other. If they had been assaulting other players, that would have given them a suspension. But because they were doing it to each other, it sort of like cancels it out.
It's real old school, and everyone, stay out of it, let them settle it themselves. He's got a gun, it's okay.
All right, who's sad today?
Oh, look, let's take some joy, because Australia would never, ever lose to the Argentinians, but the All Blacks did at home.
Well, I don't know if we have lost, I think we might have had a draw with the Argentinians at home recently, but the All Blacks, this is historic. They have lost more tests than they have won this particular season, and they just went down to a team they thought they would never ever lose to, let alone lose at home.
Yep, they're changing their names to the All Black and Blues.
Hey. And coached by Michael Chica, I think that's what they hate more than anything else. Who's red-eyed today, Tom?
Well, look, as you know, I would mention Liverpool win, lose or draw. It just so happens that I've decided to mention them come the fourth game of the season and a 9-0 win.
What a coincidence. Colour me surprised. I actually looked at it and I thought, no, that's got to be a typo. But poor old Bournemouth. And you just know whenever there's a game where that many goals are scored, there's always at least one own goal, isn't there?
Yeah, there usually is. And usually there's a penalty, which there wasn't on this occasion, although there certainly should have been. But I think at that point, the referee said, come on, let's take a little bit of mercy. And normally the keeper has a shocker, but in all honesty, he didn't have much of an opportunity of any of the shots or headers.
I felt very sorry for him. He was leaping to his left, he's leaping to his right, but Liverpool just kept every single shot away from him.
Yep. He did at one point, about halfway through the second half, make sure that the net was on securely. I did see him doing that. So he'd given up.
And finally, let's talk about the future.
Well, we've got to go local, Bear.
We certainly do. It's the preliminary finals over the weekend. Reserve grade was a truly memorable encounter. Of course, the Merriwa Magpies had a 22-14 lead. Then with 6 minutes to go, Nick McLaughlin was injured. He was there prone on the field. We were waiting 40 minutes for the Ambos to come and take him away. We've heard good news on that. There doesn't seem to be any serious damage at this point. Unfortunately, the Magpies couldn't hang on. The Aberdeen Tigers, who were down a man, also came out and they scored two tries in the last 5 minutes to pave their way to the reserve grade grand final against Scone next week. And Denman also won first grade, so we're looking forward to covering that for you from midday right here on 2NM.
Yeah, quite an amazing set of circumstances. And as always, even when it happened in the Roosters Storm game as well, whenever you see a player seriously injured, it does change the tone of a game dramatically.
It really does. And everybody was immediately concerned for young Nick. And I love the way they take such precautions these days to make sure there's no long-term injury. So well done to the officials and also the medical teams on hand. And we look forward to more interesting, hopefully not as dramatic, stories coming out of the grand finals this weekend.
Yep, let's look forward to a weekend of sport.
Good on you, Tom. We'll speak to you next Tuesday.
Catch you later, Bear.